It's the Podcast the News Show, where the editors of podcasternews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
This is Jen Thorpe, and you are listening to Podcaster News Show, episode number 18. This episode is called What to Do If You Hate the Sound of Your Own Voice. And this is a problem that really does affect some people. However, unless you're a podcaster, you may never know what you think about the sound of your voice because you're not recording it. So what about you podcasters out there listening? Do you hate the sound of your own voice? It's a problem that some podcasters have, especially those that are new to podcasting because they've never listened to their recorded voice before. The assumption is for everyone that what you hear when you speak and how you think your voice sounds is exactly the same as how everybody else hears your voice sound. So when you hear it played back to you in a podcast episode or recorded for some other means, suddenly you are presented with a voice that is you, but isn't what you thought you sounded like. And this can be kind of confusing and it can even be annoying for some people. Now, obviously, your voice is an important part of your podcast, so it can be very problematic if you discover that you can't stand the way your voice sounds. Everyone's voice is going to sound different to them, like I said, when they listen to a recording of it. This is true for all people. People out there whose voices you think are fantastic, they don't hear their voice the same way you do. And the same is true for people whose voices are incredibly annoying to you. They're not hearing it the same way either. It's a very unique little thing that happens. And the reason this occurs has to do with biology. So although not everyone hates the sound of their own voice, everyone is surprised to find out how different they sound when they're recorded. There's a website called Elite Daily, and it's got a very helpful article that explains some of the biology behind this phenomena of having your voice sound so different when it's played back to you. The article is titled, There's a Reason You Can't Stand the Sound of Your Own Voice, and is written by Gigi Engel. I will put a link into the show notes so you can read the entire thing for yourself if you're interested. But the short version of the biology behind it is that the bones inside our inner ears are a big contributor to the reason why a person's voice sounds different when they listen to a recording of it than it does when they normally speak. In short, you speak, your vocal cords vibrate. Those vibrations are going to travel through your neck, to your skull, and to the small bones that are inside of your inner ear. So what you hear when you talk is a mixture of the bone-conducted sound that's happening inside of your skull, as well as the air-conducted sound that you're hearing outside of your head. You're getting both of those things every time you talk. Other people, when you speak, they only hear the air-conducted sound because, you know, you're speaking, they're not. They're not getting that bone-conducted sound that you're hearing. So it's kind of a strange situation where two people are hearing something and hearing it completely different at the same time. Now, many people believe that their voice sounds deeper than it actually does. So when this happens, if you think, you know, your voice is a certain pitch and you hear it back and it's a higher pitch, this can be alarming to some people. It can be kind of disturbing to learn that you have a higher pitch, screechier version of your voice than what you really thought your voice sounded like. And this sort of thing can cause people to hate the sound of their own voice. So if you're a podcaster and you hate the sound of your own voice, there's going to be some unique difficulties you're going to run into that people who don't podcast will never really have to deal with. So here's a couple of tips that can help you to cope with an extreme dislike of listening to your recorded voice. The first thing you can do, and perhaps the most obvious, is get somebody else to edit your show for you. If you hate your voice, the last thing you're going to want to do is have to listen to it very closely in order to edit the episode you just finished recording. In general, however long your episode is, it's going to take twice as long as the recording length to edit that recording. So it'll take you that much more time to get out all the little ums and ahs and the, you know, dead airs and whatever other little, you know, noises or lack of noise you want to get out of there to make your podcast sound good. And if you hate your voice, that's just going to drive you crazy to have to deal with it. So get somebody else to edit that show for you. Now, if you're really lucky, you've got a co-host and that co-host happens to really love editing audio. So just have that person do it and maybe you can, you know, step in and take care of the show notes instead, which other people hate doing. It just kind of depends. You can share sort of the responsibilities of the podcast and avoid having to listen to the sound of your own voice from the episode you just recorded. Now, if you don't have anybody else working with you, you might just have to hire someone to edit your show for you. And there could be a lot of advantages to doing this. First of all, if you hate your voice, you won't have to listen to it. You can have someone else edit it instead. Another thing is it takes a lot of time to edit. So if that's not something you're into, you know, you don't have the time or you really hate editing or you just don't want to do it because of your voice, hiring someone can, you know, alleviate that problem. You know, they'll do it. So the person you've hired. And if you're very nice, you'll pay someone because you'll probably get a better quality editor if you're willing to pay than if you're just going to have anybody try it for you. So that's one thing you can do. Have someone else edit the show. Another thing, if you, you know, are doing that already, or if you want to edit yourself because you like to edit, bring somebody else into the show with you. Get another voice in there. Break up the show so that it's not only a monologue like this one that I'm doing right now. You know, get somebody else in there. And it, you might find that it's a little bit easier to tolerate the sound of your own voice if somebody else's voice is in there to add contrast to it. It won't be, like I said, this show, which is just a monologue of only me talking. You'll have a breakup between you and whoever you've got on the show with you. So if you're doing a solo show and you can't stand your voice, consider bringing in a co-host, or maybe start doing some interviews with people so that you've got a different voice to deal with. And that might make it easier to edit if you want to edit it yourself, or to listen back to if you enjoy listening back to your shows after they're done. Another thing you can do is consider doing a music-based podcast, which may sound like a strange thing. But what happens when you do a music-based podcast is you get to talk a little bit and then you play a lot of music. So most of your show isn't composed of your voice like this one is. But the thing is, when you're going to do a music-based podcast, you have to make sure that all of the music you include is pod safe. And that means it's been released under Creative Commons and is legal for you to include in your show. So the upside is less of your voice is in your show. The downside is you're going to have to find extra time to track down some pod safe music. In general, if like you have friends who are in a band and they want you to play their song, that's real easy to do. But you're probably going to have to go dig up some information about publicity companies that represent bands and get in contact with them and have them send you stuff that has been okayed to be played on podcasts and things like that. It'll take a little bit of extra time, but, you know, hey, your voice will be in your show a little bit less, and that might make your experience that much better for you. And the last hint I have with this is one that you're probably not going to like if you truly can't stand the sound of your own voice, and that is to, you know, kind of help yourself outgrow that aversion to your voice, to your recorded voice, that is. You obviously, you know, you probably like the sound of your regular voice. You're used to that. You've heard that your whole life. But if you're new to recording, that recorded sound of your voice can be kind of disjarring, at least at first. So you can try to, you know, help yourself outgrow that instant aversion to that different sort of sound. Listen to episodes of your podcast, maybe a little bit at a time. Maybe listen to part of a show and then go listen to something else for a while, then come back and listen to a little bit more of the show. It's not really aversion therapy where you get used to it a little bit at a time with other types of things, but it's sort of like that. And what happens when you do this is over time, eventually, that recorded sound is going to sound a little more normal to you. It won't sound as strange as or as jarring, and maybe it'll sound a lot less weird. So eventually, you might even find that you love the sound of your recorded voice after you've gotten used to it. Sometimes it's just that difference, that unfamiliarity, that makes it a problem. So that's basically all I have for today to help podcasters that cannot stand the sound of their own voice to maybe, you know, get around that in their podcasting a little bit. And this brings us to the end of episode 18 of Podcaster News, the Podcaster News Show. You can find the show notes at podcasternews.com. You can leave a comment there if you'd like, and that's where I'll put the link to the article I mentioned earlier in the show. The easiest way to contact me is through Twitter. I'm @QueenOfHaiku, and that's all for this episode. Bye, everyone.